I imagine the studio. Hi, Omer. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great to be a regular guest now. There's yeah. a lot happening.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. So we got Omer in here really to talk about the fact that you have a new book coming out, and more specifically that there's a launch happening on the weekend. So what's the story?
Yeah, so having a launch of my new book, Killer Nova, out through Penguin Books on the 30th of this month, but having the book launch at the National Portrait Gallery, and I'm just so blessed and stoked and grateful to be able to do one in these days and times. Yeah. And yeah, having two sessions, they're both sold out, so we're just kind of talking about it. We're not really even promoting it, are we?
Just to make them more jealous.
Yeah.
I guess if they're really desperate, you could probably go to one of the other ones happening in Sydney.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, the Sydney City one sold out, but I've just announced a Western Sydney one through Bankstown Poetry Slam. Mm. So that will be on Monday the 6th. And then also, here's a little announcement. I'm going to be doing a South Coast launch at the Tathra Hotel next Friday. What date is that?
So Friday the 2nd or thereabouts?
I think that's it, Friday the 2nd. Yeah, down there. So all of my South Coast people, or if you couldn't make the Canberra one, you could maybe take a little trip and I might see you down on the highway.
Yeah, so it probably gives us a chance to talk about the book again. We did actually talk about that a little bit last time mm-hmm. you were in here, but great opportunity to talk about Killer Nova, because yeah. it's not like your average book.
No, well, I mean, it's a book of art and poetry, little stories, scraps of history, conversation, little pieces of, you know, little ideas that I've had about my own family history and the history of Southeast Asia. Yeah, so it's all woodcut prints that I made in the Borneo woodcut style that I learned a few years ago off a whole bunch of punk rockers and activists over there, and then came back and started working on here. So, yeah, it's a bit of a weird shimmer, a weird hybrid of a book, but hopefully yeah. it's something cool and something that, you know, there's not much of, or there's nothing like at the moment, really, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Because, yes, it covers a whole gamut, because you also go through the whole story of how you got to be where you are in terms of printmaking, as well as having the prints.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's just something completely unexpected in my art-making process. I never thought I'd be working with the visual arts, and so that kind of came out of nowhere, but it came into my life at a time when I was really sick of performing and writing. I'd kind of come to hate the thing I was supposed to love, because I truly do think there are pitfalls when you turn your passion into a profession. But somehow this new form came out of nowhere and reignited something in my brain and opened up a new format or a new wellspring of ideas.
Mm. Which, if you're booked into the thing at the Portrait Gallery, you probably get a chance to hear, because you'll actually be doing some performance stuff there.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to be doing a 20-minute to half an hour performance of my poetry. I'm going to have a lot of the prints up around so people can go and have a look at them. And then I'm going to be doing In Conversations with Polly Hemming and Irma Gold. And I can't wait to have a chat about the book, you know, because I tried to make it operate on a whole number of different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's an approachable book and an enjoyable one, but also one that asks a lot of hard questions, not just of the audience, but also of myself.
Yeah, so that's Killer Nova, which is sort of out now. If you look in the bookshops, you won't find it yet.
No, you won't find it, but Canberra, Queanbeyan people will be able to get it a few days earlier, because I think some of the bookstores are getting them in, and that's, you know, one of the privileges of being hometown, getting a bit of hometown love.
Being here, yeah, definitely. So you mentioned how this has sort of opened up a new wellspring of ideas and energies and so forth. Where from here?
Well, recently I've been hanging out with all sorts of glass artists at the Canberra Glassworks and also Matt and Harry over at Curtis Glass Art Studios in Queanbeyan. So who knows, if I stick around long enough and look pretty enough and use my wily charms, I might be able to turn some of those woodcut skills towards glass and work with a new form. Who knows?
Mm, well, so yeah, truly, when people talk about multimedia artists, they don't usually talk about going across to different artistic endeavours quite as far as you have with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like to go where my instincts lead me and I try not to question them too much. There's always new things to learn, new things to experiment with and new things to fail with, you know. And so I never thought that woodcuts would take me to this place. So who knows what the next path is going to be. But, you know, hopefully I'm not just a jack of all trades and a master of none. Hopefully I'm semi-decent at some of them.
Yeah, terrific. Well, thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date with that. So it's on Saturday, but unless you've actually got a ticket already, you can't go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah,
but there's other events out there, and yeah, the book will be out around Canberra from about the weekend onwards if you're lucky enough to see it there.
Yep, that's it. Thanks for the support, everyone. And thank you, Neil. The work you do here is really, really amazing. And community radio is the backbone of a lot of support for artists all over the country. So it's a really important job that you do, I know, for the love.
Yeah, that too. And the chance to inflict our music taste on
and to earn millions.